There's been talk of a post-racial America developing as the presidency of Barack Obama unfolds. Yet it appears great strides are needed, including in southeastern Wisconsin. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council has been fighting housing discrimination for 30 years, and yet staff members say people here are still denied housing because of their race. As part of our series, Project Milwaukee Black and White, we met with four employees of the council, Corey Schneider Perugini, Felita Daniels Ashley, and two people who've been with the council since its inception in the late 70s, William Tisdale and Carla Wertheim.
At that time, it was not unusual for us to get complaints from individuals who said, I called an apartment and the landlord asked me my race, and when I told him I was black, he hung the phone up on me. Or someone would go to an apartment building and the landlord would open the door and slam the door in their face. That kind of slammed door of discrimination has been replaced by a revolving door where housing providers provide home seekers with information about the apartment, take them on tours. It seems to be a very amenable transaction. But when that person of color leaves, the white individual who follows up maybe have told more units, maybe given a rent special. So the form discrimination has taken is so very subtle right now that we believe there are far many more complaints of discrimination out there, but they're not coming to us because of those subtleties of discrimination.
So how would you describe housing in Metro Milwaukee?
The census data generally shows that a large majority, I think it was like 98%, of African Americans live in the city of Milwaukee. When we provide that information to folks that don't want to hear that, they generally say, well, people live where they want to live. They want to be with people of their own kind. They want to be with people who have similar cultural views. A study was done some years ago by Professor George Golster of the causes of segregation. There were economic choice and discrimination. When all of the data was taken, it indicated that only 20% of segregation could be accounted for based on economic reasons. The main reason was discrimination. People have an attitude that where they live establishes persona for them. So it's okay to work with an African American. It's okay to go on a bowling league with them. But your home is what distinguishes your success. You see, I live in River Hills. There's a whole different attitude about what you think about that person. So if an African American also lives in River Hills, they've got to be somebody very special. Professional ball player, owner of his own company or her own company, brings to light an example that we had. A white person was just overjoyed with the African-American who had moved down the street in one of these communities. I think Hank Aaron lives down the street. A couple weeks later, they find out it's not Hank Aaron. Put his house up for sale. So it's a whole perception of who you are, what your values are, your level of success. All of that depends on where you live. And African-Americans, Latinos, seem to be the low folks on the run. So if they're actually living in your neighborhood, what's that say about your neighborhood?
I do quite a bit of work talking with planners in suburban communities, trying to create more inclusive communities, and that means creating more housing choices. In Waukesha County, that's more affordable housing choices. Right now, the ratio of low-income wage jobs to housing units that match that is 5-1, insanely high compared to the rest of the region. And so I talk over and over and over with these communities about why that is and why, if you're creating thousands of jobs, why can't you create the housing for those workers? And they point to things like, well, you know, the land's really expensive out here and we don't have subsidies to make things affordable. And I said, you can create this housing for seniors. And they'll tell me, it's pretty politically unpopular and it's about race. And I'm waiting for that problem to become so severe that the business world starts to weigh in.
Housing is always kind of something that's been left to the free market. So unless there's a political will to put this high on the agenda, it's never going to change. The people who are most in need have a whole lot of other things they're thinking about. They're working at $10 an hour jobs. They need health care. They need child care. They need transportation. So they got an apartment. So that's kind of last. Until we start looking at things from a regional perspective, we haven't moved and we won't.
How do you think Milwaukee would be better if this issue was resolved?
folks just having options and opportunities, that would make a huge difference. Reside in a home close to work. There's so many advantages that one can have if we lived in truly integrated communities, particularly from a child standpoint. Living in a neighborhood that's diverse, attending a school that's diverse, the community will be better.